Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we celebrate in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous person, though perhaps for the good person someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only this, but we also celebrate in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
Scripture paints a grim picture of the condition into which humans are born. We're spiritually dead in our sins, alienated from God, and objects of His wrath. Can you imagine a scarier situation to be in? But there's hope for us because of Jesus. God opens our eyes to our hopeless condition so we can turn to His Son in repentance and receive the riches of His salvation. By responding to God's grace with trust in Jesus, those of us who are believers have been reconciled to Him. On the cross, Jesus bore the Heavenly Father's wrath for our sins so we could be forgiven and declared righteous. Now, instead of being His enemies, we're His beloved children. He made us spiritually alive by giving us a new nature created in righteousness and holiness. And now, His love has been poured out in our hearts, and we have the sure hope of the glory of heaven. Knowing how amazing God's grace is, we should respond with gratitude, praise, and wholehearted devotion. In addition, today's scripture passage tells us to rejoice, not only in God and our hope of glory, but also in our troubles. That's because He graciously uses difficulties to make us like Christ and increase our confidence in His love.